You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
A market watcher this evening, Chantel Marks, head of research at FNB Wealth and Investments, is standing by to give us a sense of how we fared today. Chantel, thank you very much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening. Yes, it was actually a pretty decent day. I mean, at the start of the day, we saw red markets across the world, and there really was quite a bit of negativity out there. But the market seemed to push higher, and it was quite broad-based. I mean, with the exception of resources, most of the major sectors were positive on the day. We also saw the Rand actually hold up quite well relative to the US dollar, if you compare it to some of the other currencies out there. We had gold pushing up quite nicely, and I mean, I think generally just a much better day than what we anticipated at the start.
Yeah, you speak of gold pushing quite well, and all eyes are on the US Federal Reserve's policy meeting and gold holding firm. What do we put this down to?
Well, I do think that there's still a lot of risk out there. Gold generally tends to underperform when the rand, when the dollar is as strong as it is. But I think that there's a understanding that the risks are still quite high out there. I think when we look towards tomorrow's Fed meeting, all the focus will be there, but it won't. Well, most of the focus will be there, but there are also some other things to consider. I mean, we are in the midst of U.S. earnings season. We have major tech companies coming up with results this week, and you can argue that that's almost become macro events. Rather than just company-specific events.
Let's take a look at, when I say the word DeepSeek, China's AI disruptor, it is said. What do we need to understand about that? Because you open the internet and that is what we are seeing.
Yes, so we saw a massive sell down in tech stocks in the US the day before, well, yesterday actually, overnight. Nvidia in itself down 16.9%. And I mean, prior to the drop, it was the most valuable company in the world. And what we need to understand about DeepSeek is that they've basically developed something that's very similar to ChatGPT. So it's a large language model, but they've done so at a much lower cost using older generation chips. And at a time when US tech stocks were quite expensive. So I think that this correction that we saw in Nvidia is to be expected given the launch of DeepSeek and the way that it competes with any US kind of AI story. But I do think that there was it did have to do with the valuation as well, because I don't think anyone should be surprised that the next large language model akin to ChatGPT will be developed at a lower cost because the technology is known now, or using older generation chips, because indeed ChatGPT was developed on older generation chips.
Let's take a look at oil while we discussed commodities in terms of gold, but what's happening with oil?
Yes, so the oil price actually pushed slightly higher today. It's still the oil price is still quite soft, and that is very good news from a South African perspective, because we are oil importers, still trading below $80 a barrel because supply and demand dynamics are still a little bit out of sync. The expectation is that supply will still hold up quite well, and even though the demand outlook looks okay, I think there's still concern that you are going to see a continued kind of softness in growth from the likes of China, and you would require a step change there, and perhaps a stronger recovery in Europe, for example, before you will see the oil price climb any higher.
So we've been observing what is happening with the Government of National Unity, and there seems to be some fractures from the outside looking in. Have the markets responded to this at all?
So it doesn't seem as if there's been a massive response around it. I mean, as I mentioned, even though the Rand is slightly weaker today, it's still held up quite well relative to some of the other major currencies globally. By its nature, a government of national unity will have its ups and downs. And I think that the market recognizes this. I think there's a broader commitment to making it work. But we will see a lot of news reports and media flows when it comes to any sort of disagreements. And I think that we would have expected that at the start, and I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon.
Speaking of expectations, Thursday is around the corner. What's your expectation from the South African Reserve Bank?
So our expectation is that the Reserve Bank will be able to cut rates by 25 basis points, and hopefully they will actually push that through, because inflation in South Africa has actually been keeping in check quite well. We are now at a point where inflation is still at the lower end of the SARB's stated target band, which is 3-6%. The midpoint is 4.5%. And even if you look at inflation expectations over the next year, it's expected to move up to about 4.5%. So we think that the South African Reserve Bank has room, and hopefully we get that cut.
So South Africa is looking to break coal line dependence on Chinese spares. How do we need to understand this development?
So I think that when you're looking at any sort of dependent situation, when you're very dependent on a specific market or a specific company for anything, put forward quite a large risk. So I think it's a risk mitigation story, and I don't think we should read anything outside of risk mitigation into it.
Okay. Woolworths is warning of earnings not doing so well, as the apparel division is also not doing so well. What do we need to understand, or rather, what are you looking forward to there?
Yes, so when we look at Woolworths' trading statement and operational update that they put forward, there was a slight difference in calendar dates that they were looking at specifically. So you had a few less trading days, and the food division did exceptionally well. It was market outperforming. We also had an update from ShopRite today, and Woolworths actually outperformed Checkers. So it does seem as if they're doing quite well still in the food business. In fashion and beauty and home in South Africa, you've got the beauty business doing very well, but I think that they're probably overstocked in the South African market, and they did cite that they had some supply chain challenges, so they had problems getting stock into store. So from a fashion perspective, I would expect a lot of emphasis to be on them fixing that business, because it still remains quite weak. And then on the Australian side, the Country Road Group was in every single David Jones store there, and when Woolworths sold David Jones, they actually started trading as a standalone business again, which means that their cost base is way too high, and that they have to reconfigure the way that they sell their apparel in the Australian market. And I think that we'll probably continue to see that being an issue for them, at least for the next 6 to 12 months.
Okay, so in the South African market, it doesn't necessarily speak to oppressed consumer, because beauty is doing well.
Beauty is doing well, and food is doing well. Very expensive food, I might add.
Chantal, thank you very much, as always, for your time. Chantal Marks, Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.